This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Is 5:07 in the evening, which means it's time again for Popet Popet Parliament, where we bring you the key updates from the Dewan Rakyat. Dania Nai joins us with the highlights. What do you have for us, Dania?
So today, Parliament observed a minute of silence in a show of respect to Sandakan MP Stephen Wong, who passed away of a heart attack this morning. He was a two-term MP and also Sabah DAP chairperson.
Yeah, that is very sad news, and I think it's something that we've been reporting in our hourly bulletins as well. I suppose this would mean that we're going to have another by-election, which we've also seen happen in the case of other MPs passing away while in office.
Yes, that's right. But there were also other developments today surrounding the My Salam insurance scheme for the B40 community. Because at the moment, B40 individuals aged 18 to 55, together with their spouses, are eligible for the scheme. But Petaling Jaya MP Maria Chin Abdullah has asked Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng if the ministry would consider raising the age limit, given that many people suffer from illnesses such as Alzheimer's disease after the age of 55. And the minister said they will consider raising the age limit.
Did he reveal anything else about the scheme today?
Yep. So the original question by Maria Chin was actually about what happens to the balance funds under My Salam that are unclaimed. And Lim Guan Eng said that the extra funds will be returned to the scheme and a trust fund has been set up to manage the contributions.
Kos caruman skim My Salam untuk 3.7 juta individu daripada kumpulan B40 diberikan pada harga kos untuk tempoh 5 tahun. Sebagai sebahagian daripada persetujuan bersama Great Eastern Holdings, Berhad, sekiranya tuntutan di dalam tempoh 5 tahun ini berjumlah kurang daripada jumlah caruman yang telah dibayar oleh kerajaan, lebihan atau apa-apa keuntungan akan disalurkan balik ke skim My Salam. Satu tabung amanah telah diwujudkan bagi tujuan mengurus sumbangan daripada penanggung insurans dan pengendali takaful kepada skim ini.
The minister went on to say that Great Eastern Holdings contributed an initial fund of RM2 billion for the My Salam Trust Fund, and he called the My Salam initiative an example of a successful collaboration between the public and the private sector.
Right, and what else caught your attention today?
Well, there was a little bit of tension today when Rembau MP Khairi Jamaluddin asked the finance minister about the Bantuan Sara Hidup initiative. He started his question with a rather stinging poem.
Pohon meranti rendang meredup, tempat hingap si burung kenari. Brim dijenama bantuan sara hidup. Dulu kata dedak, sekarang terus carbon copy. Soalan saya nombor dua.
Sila Yang Berhormat Menteri.
Well, we love our pantons. How did the minister respond?
Well, he didn't really acknowledge the poem at the point, but he just went on to answer the question, which was about the number of new registrations for the Cash Aid initiative and how the government will ensure that only individuals who need it will become recipients. And all that went okay, but then Khairi asked a supplementary question in a rather snarky tone as well about whether or not the additional 19 million ringgit allocation being requested by the finance ministry will go towards providing higher amounts of cash aid for bachelors, seeing that the Rantau by-election is just around the corner. And that led to a little scuffle after the Deputy Speaker, Ngah Kor Ming, asked Khairi to clarify his question.
Saya nak tanya Yang Berhormat Menteri, disebabkan kalau digunakan alasan tidak ada duit, saya nampak ada rang undang-undang perbelanjaan tambahan RM19 bilion, mungkin sempena dengan pilihan raya kecil Don Rantau ini, akan diumumkan basah untuk bujang ini dinaikkan kepada RM450 seperti mana yang dibuat oleh Kerajaan Barisan Nasional dahulu.
Yang Berhormat Rembau, apa soalan?
Adakah sempena dengan pilihan raya kecil Rantau? Ada masalah komprehensi Taliban?
Yang Berhormat Rembau, tarik balik.
Tarik balik mana?
Taliban.
Saya tarik balik Taliban. Ada masalah komprehensi, Speaker.
Inilah dia.
Yeah.
Kita tidak terlalu saja itibar. Bila kita nak pastikan Dewan ini berjalan dengan lancar, tapi nak buat provokasi, saya rasa kesalah. Ini sikap yang tidak patut kita belajar. Sila Menteri.
The Taliban remark was likely referring to a remark made by Ngakoming several weeks ago when he said that the UMNO Pass Union could turn Malaysia into a Taliban state.
Oof, listening to that clip was a tense experience. That was not exactly fun. I also heard there was a bit of a scene when the flying car project was brought up again today.
Yeah, so Entrepreneur Development Minister Ridwan Yusof tried to explain why the government is supporting private sector efforts to build flying cars. But it was quite clear from the start that the opposition MPs were reacting cheekily to the topic.
Sebelum kita nak, saya belum melanjut atau memulakan kawasan ni, kita kena faham sikit. Bagi yang cerdik, apa dia kapal terbang tu. Kita sebut kapal terbang, kereta terbang ni untuk merangsangkan minda-minda yang berpelajar. Minda-minda apakah yang boleh kita bawakan kepada mereka supaya mereka memahami hala tuju pembangunan negara kita dalam usaha kita untuk memajukan kepada satu tahap yang kita boleh banggakan sebagai negara maju. Betul? Betul. Jadi saya nak beritahu di sini, saya tertanya-tanya kenapa tak ada orang pun tahu apa dia tu kereta terbang. Ia adalah merupakan satu evolusi awal. Konsep kereta terbang tersebut ianya adalah platform mobility udara di mana kita menggerakkan segala bentuk perjalanan sahaja kita ataupun barangan ataupun services ataupun apa saja bentuk yang kita mahu lakukan dalam hidup kita untuk menyelesaikan masalah pengangkutan dari masa depan. Dengan perjalanan melalui udara dari lokasi A, lokasi B dan tidak dipengaruhi oleh kesesakan lalu lintas jalan raya, dan kita telah pun membuat kajian. Ini definisi baru, definisi supaya kita faham, ya? Supaya kita faham. Sebanyak 75% masa perjalanan dapat disingkatkan.
All that cackling and teasing going on in the background.
Yeah, and it doesn't really get any better. The heckling grew more impatient as the minister continued in his speech, with several opposition ministers making fun of the idea.
Sebab apa kita merangsangkan ini? Kita mempunyai teknologi-teknologi yang telah pun dipamerkan di seantero dunia. Dengan ada rangsangan begini, kita membuka minda kepada anak muda contohnya supaya mereka mendekati kepada penggunaan teknologi yang terkini.
Boleh,
kita
Mencik?
Dilihatkan lagi ni, ini nak bagi definisi, kena faham.
Boleh.
Duduk.
Sejak, eh? Boleh lah, tanya sikit.
Duduk.
Ini evolusi minda
faham,
ni.
Tapi saya pun nak tanya juga, Tuan Speaker. Sebab seronok, sebab saya nak puji satu idea yang kreatif ni.
Sangat kreatif
ni. Saya memang tunggu sebab satu idea yang kreatif.
Nanti, ini kita terus. Air mobility dengan
ini. Saya teringat masa zaman-zaman tengok Jackson dulu. Jackson.
Merangka Doraemon. Ataupun merupakan antara
zaman Doraemon
bidang keusahawan baru. You know,
honestly, listening to that, I have no idea how anything gets done in Parliament.
And I really question the qualifications of some of our MPs.
So what else happened?
Well, it doesn't really end there.
Oh, good.
There's more. A few minutes later, Noraini Ahmad, MP for Pirate Sulong, interrupted the minister again to ask a question. And it started out sounding pretty serious, but, you know, why don't you hear for yourself?
Saya menghargai dan kagum dengan idea yang yang berhormat tadi nyatakan tentangnya mengenai.
Sila duduk dulu,
mobility ini sampai sulung sebab saya nak pujilah apa yang berhormat.
Tak payahlah puji.
Saya nak puji, saya tak kira, saya nak puji juga sebab saya kagum dengan apa yang berhormat tadi nyatakan, terutamanya dalam nak membangunkan satu yang dinamakan air mobility ini. Dan saya juga nak tahu, tadi dimaklumkan ianya adalah 100% swasta. Yang pertamanya, berapa kos dia yang sebenarnya? Dan yang keduanya, bila kita nak membangunkan apa-apa yang berkaitan dengan usahawan ni, impact dia kena ada kepada usahawan-usahawan tempatan dan juga usahawan kecil. Walaupun yang berhormat kata ianya bukan untuk yang kecil-kecilan. Okay. Jadi saya nak tanya dengan yang berhormat, selain daripada tu, dalam nak membantu tu membangunkan ni, bagaimanakah yang berhormat mungkin boleh menjalankan kerjasama dengan Kementerian Industri Utama dalam menggunakan buluh-buluh yang akan ditanam, yang digalakkan ditanam oleh Kementerian Industri Utama tu. Saya minta
Kita
ini dah sindir ni.
Tak apa.
Bukan soalan.
So about that bamboo comment, the MP was probably poking fun at Primary Industries Minister Theresa Kok, who was quoted in the news a few weeks ago suggesting for the cultivation of bamboo as an alternative crop.
So how did Rizwan respond to Naraini's statement?
Well, he said that his statement showed immaturity because bamboo is really useful for various purposes, but he didn't even get to elaborate on too many examples.
Itu menunjukkan tahap kematangan kita dalam kesedaran, dalam ilmu.
Ini matang sebab saya cakap satu idea yang kreatif.
Yeah, betul,
jadinya
betul.
Kerjasama industri utama tu satu idea yang kreatif,
yes,
yang boleh digunakan oleh yang berhormat, pihak, yes, yang berhormat dalam membantu usahawan-usahawan kecil.
Betul.
Terutamanya yang menanam buluh-buluh, bakal menanam buluh-buluh tu nanti.
Okey. Boleh saya jawab secara khusus pasal buluh?
Ya. Yeah? Buluh.
Buluh ni daripada akar ke pucuk. Apa ke pucuk tu kita boleh menggunakan pelbagai-pagai termasuk lantai.
Masuk exhaust boleh tak? Exhaust.
Boleh tak? Kalau boleh,
boleh kan?
Kalau YB boleh ketengahkan teknologi itu, kita sentiasa terbuka. Bukan perkara ni melibatkan penyelidikan. Kita kena faham.
Ingat Parit Sulung kurang pandai lah.
Segala bentuk penggunaan teknologi kena berasaskan kaji selidik. Kena diadakan prototipe. Kalau YP daripada...
Tapi betul-betul saya setuju. Prototipe boleh empat exhaust. Jadi banyak sikit boleh guna.
Buluh sebagai exhaust dan boleh kita...
Later on, the minister told reporters that those who ridicule the flying car project can choose to stay behind the times and ride quote-unquote bamboo cars.
Oh, great.
He also said that the objective of the project is really to develop knowledge capital in the country.
Beyond the very childish MP statements that we have so far, are there any other interesting updates today?
Yes, so Minister of Mestek, Yobi Yin, told the Dewan Rakyat that the government will no longer give approval to environmental impact assessment studies at all Ramsar sites in the country. The sites are wetland areas designated to be of international importance and recognized through the UNESCO treaty signed in 1971. She also explained a bit more about the EIA and said that the 38 development activities require the EIA and the Environment Development Department's approval. Here she elaborates a bit further.
Ia termasuk aktiviti yang berkaitan dengan kawasan alam sekitar yang sensitif, iaitu environmental sensitive area berikut. Jadual pertama, pembinaan talian pemancar dan juga pembinaan jalan, terowong dan jabatan di kawasan sensitif alam sekitar. Jadual kedua adalah pembinaan aerodrome, pembinaan tasik buatan manusia, penebus gunaan kawasan pantai dan juga pelumbungan bahan galian di kawasan sensitif alam sekitar. Dalam hubungan ini, aktiviti pembangunan di kawasan sensitif alam sekitar dikawal melalui bukan sahaja kaedah penguatkuasaan dan pemantauan, malahan melalui pendekatan elemen perancangan, pencegahan serta kawalan melalui proses EIA.
The minister also said that project developers are responsible for taking measures to prevent and control pollution. A legal action will be taken in the event that they fail to do so.
Pemaju projek hendaklah mengambil langkah pencegahan dan kawalan pencemaran yang berkesan seperti yang ditetapkan dalam syarat-syarat kelulusan laporan EIA bagi memastikan tiada ancaman ke atas ekosistem semasa pelaksanaan projek. Sekiranya kerosakan ataupun pencemaran berlaku semasa pembangunan projek, pemaju projek adalah terdedah kepada tindakan perundangan mengikut Seksyen 34A serta perlu menanggung segala kos yang melibatkan kerja-kerja rehabilitasi bagi kawasan tersebut.
That was Mestek Minister Yobi Yin. Dania, we've had such a, what's the word? Stressful?
Harrowing.
Scattered report from Parliament today. It's not been the most pleasant exchange, really. Are there any other developments, any final developments you'd like to point out?
Well, the last one is about the recommendations by the Council of Eminent Persons. Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Mohammad Hanifa Maidin, told Parliament that the government has no plans to make the report available to the public, and the report will remain under the Official Secrets Act because it contains confidential information. Here's Hanifa explaining the government's stance on the matter.
Laporan ini adalah dilindungi oleh Akta Rahsia Rasmi OSA. Maka buat pasal ini, laporan ini hanya diberikan kepada yang amat-amat berhenti sahaja dan tidak diniatkan untuk dikongsi di khalayak ramai. Mungkin setengah daripada kita mengatakan kenapa nak dilindungi buat OSA. Saya ingin tegaskan sini yang berhormat bahawa OSA ni mana-mana negara pun perlukan. Sebab OSA ni yang dulu yang kita marah bukan kerana OSA, kita marah kerana menyalahgunakan OSA, melindungi rasuah, salah guna kuasa dan juga kezaliman-zaliman di bawah OSA. Apabila ada orang membangkitkan isu rasuah, isu abuse of power, isu kezaliman, mereka ditahan dan ditangkap, didakwa di mahkamah atas akta OSA. Itu yang kita tentang. Sekarang ini kita betul-betul nak melindungi masalah-masalah ataupun information yang betul-betul sulit dan sensitif. Ini beza kita dengan kerajaan lama. Sekian, terima kasih.
That was Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Mohamed Hanif Amaidin, commenting on really the fact that the report that we've kind of been waiting for a little while from the Council of Eminent Persons, turns out we're not going to get to read it. Let us know what you make of that. I mean, it is something that we've been wondering about, I suppose, ever since the council was first announced, right? Like, what are the findings going to be? What's really going to come of it? And now, I mean, hopefully we still see something coming of it, but it turns out that we're not going to get access to that information. Do you think that makes sense, I suppose? Let us know.
Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Also, let us know if you have any thoughts on the flying car and really the rather childish exchange that took place between some of our MPs today.
Yes, please do let us know. Dania, thank you so much for those updates. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.